Mishnah Swami Aaron and Yerodea, Simon Nem. There in Sifkat Zion, he quotes the Yerushalmi about Chodosh. That's going to be one of the themes. Chodosh. There's one day as far in Yerushalmi and Kiddushim that Chodosh, even though it is also there, it's Israel, but of course it's Mutar B'chutzlar, it's called Tanoim. So if you take the Chodosh from Eretz Yisrael and you move it to Chutzlar, it becomes Mutar. So the Achronim bring a raya from here to the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Mishnah the Melech said, as you recall yesterday, that once the Yisrael takes effect, how can it be Paka? It's already, the Yisrael was Chal. How can it just disappear when you go to Chutzlar? So it's an impossibility. The Mishnah the Melech said, Chutzlar is called Tanoim. So if you take the Chodosh from Eretz Yisrael and you move it to Chutzlar, it becomes Mutar. So the Achronim bring a raya from here to the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Mishnah the Melech said, as you recall yesterday, that once the Yisrael takes effect, how can it be Paka? It's already, the Yisrael was Chal. How can it just disappear when you go to Chutzlar? It's an impossibility. The Mishnah the Melech's Kasha. That was his Hechrech, his Mitoch HaSvara, that if the Gilgal or if the Meruach was in Eretz Yisrael, there's no way it's going to be Mutar because it goes to Chutzlar. It's impossible, Misvara. What do you mean impossible? I'll prove it to you that it's true. And the proof is Chodosh. If the Chodosh grows in Eretz Yisrael, you take it to Chutzlar. It's called the man that the Tanoim will hold. The Chodosh Chutzlar is Mutar. It's Mutar. It's like a Raya Berura to the Svara of the Minchas Chinuch. So Rav Aaron Kotler quotes two possible refutations of this Raya. One is, and this is interesting lumbus, which I'm not going to go into, he doesn't go into it either, that when it comes to Chodosh, aside from there's specific Yisurim in the Torah, the Lechem, V'Koli, V'Karma. So you have specific Yisurim. So if it becomes Lechem, so it only became Lechem in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz L'Aretz. So even though it was Koli, V'Karma in Eretz Yisrael, it becomes Lechem in Chutz L'Aretz, it's Mutar. Those who in the Shia, I think that includes nobody that I see right now in this dinner in the year. We spoke about this issue. We spoke about the name of Issa Shenishtana. Issa Shenishtana, which is, comes up and says, oh, no, Mr. Excuse me. No, all this stuff. Baruch Hashem. The Dove left and Noam came. So we have to have someone there from the Shia. So give him a fahair, what we spoke about. We spoke about Issa Shenishtana, if you recall, Noam. We spoke about the riots that go back and forth. The Makor Chaim brings riots. Has to do with the sugya of Musk, which comes over there. And one of the riots was a sugya, I believe it's in Croesus, if I'm not mistaken. It's a special, feel in Croesus recently. It's a special pasuk for Lechem, Akoli, and Carmel. We need an extra pasuk for. The Lechem comes from the grain. So you need a pasuk to tell you that it's usher anyway. So we spoke about it by Rechus. What does that indicate? It changes in a normal fashion, not normal. That's what Makor Chaim talks about in his discussion of Musk in Ilchus Pesach. But our kolponim, it comes out that since Lechem was really a change from the Kol of the Karmel, was a brand new wisdom being Chal, sort of. So that, I think, is the Sfarah that they quote. I saw it in the Achiezer's quote. But do you have an Achiezer here? Couldn't find it. What's it doing there? Should be there. Yeah, well, later. So I was looking for it in that section. Okay. So he suggested Sfarah. The Lechem is a brand new wisdom. So it's the Pshad, the reason why it's Mutter, it's because it's a brand new Issa, you want it to be Chal and Chutz, it becomes Lechem. That's why it's Mutar. As opposed to a case of Paris, which we already had Meruach and Eretz Yisrael, where you want the same Issa to continue, where in fact it would continue. That's why I believe all the Achiez is Doche, the proof that the Achronim bring, Lahakel, like the Michasin, from this Rishalmi Svara by Chodesh. Rabban Kotl, that sounds a different Svara to this. It's an interesting idea. Also an interesting idea. It's like this. The Olam, we can argue, the Mishnah Melech is right. Because when it comes to Tvua or Chala, Truma or Chala, there's a set time which is critical. The set time that's critical is with respect to Truma, it's Miruach. With respect to Chala, it is Gilgul. So once that sets in Eretz Yisrael, finished, you can't, I don't care where you take it, you can take it to China, it's going to remain Aser anyway. Because there was a specific critical moment, and that critical moment transpired when it was in Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Chodesh, there's no moment. It's always us. Chodesh always is us. There's no moments. There's nothing. It's always us. So therefore, you can argue that every moment the issus mischadish again. Chodesh mischadish. Now it's us, and now it's us, and now it's us. Every minute it's us all over again. So you take it into chutz laretz, so the issus poka. It's not us and now because of what happened yesterday. I took my sandwich on a plane, my chodesh sandwich from Eretz Yisrael, I took it to New York. I think it's us and now because of what happened then. It's us and now because it's now. And now it's a chutz laretz, it's mutter. As opposed to chala and truma, it's us and now because of the gilgul or amiruach which took place yesterday. So then once that happened in Eretz Yisrael, it's worse. That's our Baran Svara. Two interesting Svaras, both interesting in their own right, how to refute this proof that they quote from the Yerushalmi by Chodesh to the Svara of the Michas Chinuch, that even if something was originally Yasser, an Eretz Yisrael can become Mutter when you bring it to Chutz Laretz. That's Mishas Rabbah. Could be, yeah. The Yerushalmi doesn't discuss that case. It doesn't discuss the case where you bring it there and leave it there. You want to eat it there. I don't know, but whatever it is, Yerushalmi hasn't discussed that case. We brought it back. It's not found in the Yerushalmi. Okay, that's as far as this issue. Number two issue, Rabosai. The in two places, both in Mishnas Rabaran, as well as in the Sefer Minchas Yitzchok, they have a different svara. We've been speaking about miruach the whole time. That's chazar. What is miruach? When you know to be chayv and maisa, what do you have to do? You have to take grain, smooth it out, and then it's considered to be chayv and trumas and maisas. But it's another step. After miruach, what's that called? Who knows? What'd you say? Exactly. Rias pnei habayis. The arte hakodesh min habayis. It's only chayv tevel misa b'dei shemayim. After the grain is actually brought through the front door. You learn the sugars, maybe you learned in some of the Masechet, they used to bring it through the roof in order to get out of it. You can bring it through the front door. So the poskim discuss this question. Maybe the Jaffa oranges, even if they have a miruach in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not brought through the front door in Eretz Yisrael. They're taken straight from the field, from the orchards, to, who knows, some place where they're gathered in the field, then they go straight to the boat or the plane, and then they go right straight to New York. There's never a Rias Pnei Habayis in Eretz Yisrael. And they have both the Minchas Yitzchok and the Mishnas Rabbah suggest maybe it should be Mutter. Minchas Yitzchok is Mekatav, he says maybe. Rabbah is the whole Arichas Dvarim at the end of that Shuvah, Simon Mem, back and forth. Is Rias Pnei Habayis critical or not? Those according to those days that require miruach in Eretz Yisrael, if you also require rias pnei habayis in Eretz Yisrael, may depend on the machlokas haposkim, which if you look in that shuvah you'll see. That's another svar lahakim. And then finally, before we get to the not finally, but this prat is a question of fact, and it was written up apparently in the most recent RJJ journal. I'm having it sent to me a Hebrew equivalent. Apparently, as a matter of fact, the oranges which are sent by boat, someone said by plane, most by boat, the ones that come on the boat, apparently, they are not edible when they leave Jaffa, or Haifa, wherever they leave on the boat. Where are the boats leaving from these days? Haifa. It says Jaffa, but it's coming from Haifa now. It should have said Haifa on it now. But anyway, when they leave Haifa, apparently they're not edible for the following simple reason. The boat ride is to New York is how long? 2 weeks? A week or two. And they're afraid that if it'll be edible when it leaves the port in Eretz Yisrael, by the time it gets to the store in New York, it'll be overripe. So they apparently, as a matter of fact, I have to check it out, the fact, they say it's a little bit greenish, and it's not really edible yet, and therefore it's not considered, according to some poskim, a miruach in Eretz Yisrael. The miruach means it has to be completely edible. Not right fully. That's a svar which apparently is printed in this journal. So when we get it in the mail, we'll be able to analyze that further. Remind me maybe on, if I get it Sunday or Monday, to discuss that with you. Oh. But now comes the biggest, the very important lamdisha svar. The Chazon Ish is very down on this svar. He calls it, quote unquote, Yesh Bodim. There those who created a new Torah, he called it a Torah Chadasha. That's what we call it, Torah Chadash, not the good Chadash. Torah Chadash. Like some service Chadash, I mean, Torah. a Torah Chadasha. They said that even if you'll assume, like the Mishnah Lamelech, that if once you do the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayav and Trumas Hamaisis, even if it goes to Chutz Laretz, that's only if you did the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, planning to eat it in Eretz Yisrael, and then you change your mind and you export it. If you did the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, having in mind from the minute of the Miruach to export it, potter. Sounds like a great idea. Chazanish is a Torah Chadosh Shabodu Milibam. There's no shred of truth to it whatsoever. Boom. Boom. Torah Chadosh. No more. To get to Chaim. Reb Chaim is said, what's Reb Chaim told you so? That the, what makes Chal unique is that nothing happens until the Gilgal. Nothing. The Geruah Chutz Laretz, who cares? It's history, prehistory. But if there would be something of significance should happen, and Chutz Laretz, Reb Chaim would say, well, of course we would agree it's Potter. Same as Trumas Hamaisis. So Reb Chaim called after Kasha Reb Nesina Samayim. Because the Torah is not significant. If it's a prehistory, it's a special Geruah Chutz Laretz that works. Not a Kasha, it's a Kodesh Rabbi Akiva. Where the Gilgal is the Chutz Laretz. Gilgal, the Kodesh Rabbi Akiva, is somewhat significant. V'araya, it was Potter for my head, which Mishas Gilgal. So let a Gilgal be Chutz Laretz, Potter you, and the Rishalm is Yechaya, the Kodesh Rabbi Akiva, the Farish. And often against Reb Chaim. Nu, what do you say? So you have to answer, and this is a bit of a shveret teretz, that ain't a chinami. Reb Akiva is against Reb Chaim. Reb Akiva came before Reb Chaim. Reb Akiva is against Reb Chaim. But we don't pass like Reb Akiva. So Reb Akiva holds against Reb Chaim. And we pass him against Rabbi Akiva, we pass him like Rabbi Chaim. It's a little bit shvera, because we don't find Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan are arguing on this Nekuda. On this Nekuda, that which Rabbi Chaim says is the key is so, that the only way to be Chayav Doraisa Bechala is if nothing of significant happened in Chutz Laretz at all. Rabbi Akiva is clearly against that, because Gilgal is significant according to him. And the Avlet Yerushalmi says, if you had the Gilgal B'Chutz Laretz and the cream is Tanabar, it's a Chayav Doraisa. Because against Torah of Chaim, so the Rabban Kotler answers, well, that's Rabbi Akiva. We pass like the Rabbana. Not so great, but I don't have a better teretz. So now it looks like a discussion of one or two more things to give perhaps other makaris that Rabbi Chaim is right, but v'lav mitameh. Reb Chaim said, is you so? Reb Chaim was the one who broke the barrier. He said that you think that Chal and Truma Mice are the same, they're not the same. And he gave a Gevaldik Yisrael why they're not the same. So I saw in the Mishnah to Rabbi Aaron himself, who pupils back and forth with Reb Chaim, he quotes from the Shver. It's a Truma by Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman notes. He says the same as Reb Chaim, but based upon Pesukim, not a brisk alumnus. He says, what is the makar to exclude Chutz Laretz? He says, when it comes to Ma'aser, it says to me, Zera Ha'aret, Tvua Zara Ha in Eretz Yisrael. Definitely need a Gidul in Eretz Yisrael. Zera, the word Zera is used twice. When it comes to Chal, what does it say? Mi Lechem Ha'aret. So Lechem Ha'aret is enough to have a Gilgal in Eretz Yisrael. So don't, not, exactly the same as Reb Chaim, it's based upon a Pasuk. Simple, very simple. The Avne Nezer, the Socha Tshava, was a contemporary of Reb Chaim. Said a little bit differently. In Siman Tov Chav Beis, Sivkot and Beis, on the still on the Maram Karmitz, is the following Nekuda. This is Nekuda. Quote, the Truma Mas Cheles teichach mishenitlasha the mikdimo v'shibolam ave truma v'amach v'shchaloso kemach ein ochal. In other words, kemach is nothing. Kemach is prehistory. Why? Because it wouldn't be chal. It comes out of chora according to the Avnei Nezi. You have to add a nekuda, which I said to you earlier. that once it's nesinas hamayim, once the water is put into the kemach, from that point and on, where a brush is possible, what would it then be in a chinami? That in other words, if you want to be chayav midoraisa, according to the Abnezer's logic, you would require a nesinas hamayim b'eretz Yisrael. According to Rav Chaim, you wouldn't, because Rav Chaim was shitoso, nesinas hamayim is what we call prehistory, and the fact that you can be mafresh is irrelevant. That's not the critical point according to Rav Chaim. But according to Abnezer, that the critical point is that you can be mafresh. I don't care what the lumbus is, but the bottom line, you can be mafresh. So the Enochanami would have to have the nesinas hamayim in Eretz Yisrael to be chayim in a Torah. Again, so Rav Chaim calls assumption based on the Rambam. But as I told you before, Rambam is not so 100% clear. Finally, we go back to very, very basics. Really basics. We keep talking, we're learning this year about mitzvahs atluyas v'aretz. Is challah a mitzvah atluya v'aretz or not? So Torah and Kiddushin on that sugya, the famous sugya called mitzvah atluyas v'aretz on that Mishnah, assumes that challah will come to Chodesh on Sunday. I don't want to start Chodesh too much now, because it's Sunday shiur maybe yuchat for Chodesh, maybe even Monday off. Chodesh is a very major topic. We want to give equal time. We don't want any want to speak back, but to say other things. I don't want to catch you off guard. So the whole Shabbos talking and speaking about Chodesh. For sure. So Tosfos assumes over there that challah is a mitzvah tluya v'aretz. Ask a kasha. How come it's not found anywhere in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, what does it know by heart now? Call our mitzvahs of Thursday, the end of God, chutz mi, Orla, Kilayim, Rebbe Lez Omer, Afachodosh. That's one Mishnah he knows about there. But the Mishnah that I just had the same Mishnah over and over again. That Mishnah and the Mishnah in Orla. Right, those are only two Mishnahs they know about there in certain yeshivas. Okay? So, Fred Tosa Kasha, so why doesn't it say challah? They pilpul, they're born of them. Says the Hamakneh, famous Sefer Hamakneh, on that Mishnah, not Tosfos. You know why? Challah is not a mitzvah tluya v'aretz. Het ha'maisa? Challah is not a mitzvah tluya v'aretz. It's not a chovas karka, it's a chovas haguf. Norvos, milechem ha'aretz, m'may, like the kurim. The way we said, me'artzucha, the way, not like a brown cut learning after the pasuk gets a clear bar. No, not a mitzvah, that's how the Rav says, not a clear bar. That's the whole pilpul with the Mishnah Kalim. Right? It's not a mitzvah, clear bar. If that's the case, Rav Osai, we can understand very well why we can draw the distinction between Trum and Challah. Since Challah is a chovas haguf, and you did the gilgul in Eretz Yisrael, the chayim midoraisa. Who said this teretz? Rav Shach. Believe. Rav Shach says this teretz. Based on Hamakna. But since nothing to do with Rav Chaim's fancy lumdus. Not even the Rabban Kotler, the Mishnah of Issa Zalman's Pasuk, not the Avnei Nezer's more practical consideration, whether it can be mafresh or not. Down to the real basics. Chal is not a mitzvah tluya v'aretz. So therefore, so Gur Chutzah, it's a big deal. As long as the Gilgul was in Eretz Yisrael, it's, I don't want to say the Pesuk, I don't want to fall back at the other things. As long as the Gilgul was in Eretz Yisrael, Yechayim, it's the Chovas Aguf, and you, the government, you did your thing, the Gilgul in Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to Truma Sumai, which is a mitzvah, Pluya Ba'aretz, classically. So therefore, the Gru and Chutzlaretz, even if you did a Miruch and Eretz Yisrael, it's only Chayim and the Rabbona. So Reb Chaim broke the ice with his Gevaldik of Pshah. So we had three other ways of saying the same thing, coming to the same result. Reb Zalman with a Pasuk, the Avnei Nezer with the idea whether that first is Chal or not Chal, but you have to concede that the Nesina Samayim would also be required in Eretz Yisrael. Which I suggested even earlier, if you don't say Rav Chaim l'shitasu with Rav Chaim Kotla Sol Harifas. And finally, the most basic, Rav Shach is based on the Hamakneh. Challah is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, and this way it differs fundamentally from trumas or maasos. Now, on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm not sure when she's going to be Sunday, but I know what it's going to be about. It's about the famous sugya of Chodesh. Now, Chodesh, as you know, is one of the biggest controversies that exists in the world, in the world of Torah. Is Chodesh applying Chutz La'aretz? It's not applying Chutz La'aretz. So the big machlokas are showing him and not throwing him out of people. But there's another consideration, aside from Chutz La'aretz, which is Chodesh Shel Nochmi, the world famous Bach. They say the Baal Shem Tov said that came from the Ruach HaKodesh, the Bach was right. There's all kinds of stories about that. Whatever it may be. The Bach said he said his shtickle turn in front of the Maharal in Prague. And all the Gedolim of the generation, no one can shlug him up, he says. Shlach shlugs him up. And Rabban called the whole shtickle turn's wrong. Well, who's right? Sukkim Rosh Hashanah. Do you come back and forth, to and fro? We're not going to go into that. We can't do everything, unless you insist. What we want to discuss is Pshat and this Yerushalmi. Because this Yerushalmi in Chala, about the mistakes which they found, whether these are Chodesh or not, is critical to this whole understanding. And while in elaborating upon these Rishalmi here in Challah, I want to give you some nice, beautiful lumdus in terms of the idea of the possible combination. Because the some Rishalmi suggests an amazing thing. Chodesh Chutz La'aretz Asim in HaTorah. Chodesh Shal Nachim Asim in HaTorah. Chodesh Shal Nachim B'Chutz La'aretz.